Chapter 5. Scylla's next game. Justine met Police Lieutenant Nora Cronin in the park at 4 a.m. on Sunday. "The Chief of Police is here," said Nora. "He wants to talk to you." The Chief was with three police officers near Marguerite's body. Justine walked up to him. "It's good to see you," he said. "We need your help. 13 women are dead. And look! Somebody shot her dead. So why is there cable around her neck?"
"It's very strange," said Justine. "And where's her handbag?"
"There's no handbag," said the Chief. "And no shoes. I'm waiting for the email."
On Sunday evening, Scylla was on the terrace of his apartment at the top of a tall building. The city was beautiful at night, but he did not look at it. His face and body were black and blue.
"That girl was strong," he thought.
Then he read the message from Morbid again. "You weren't good yesterday, Scylla. Steam cleaner isn't happy. But you can play again tonight. We have someone for you. Be ready at 7 p.m. Morbid and Steam Cleaner were at the door now, and Scylla went to open it.
"How's the nose?" asked Morbid.
"Okay," said Scylla. "Do you want a drink?"
"No," said Steam Cleaner. "Let's go on the terrace. I want to show you something." The three men walked onto the terrace and looked down at the city. Then Steam Cleaner turned to Scylla.
"You think you can play again?" he asked. "You can. But you're playing with us."
Steam Cleaner took Scylla's legs and Morbid took his arms, and they threw him over the terrace wall. Justine and Jack were at private with Mobot. They talked about Marguerite.
"The killer sent an email," said Justine. "And we found her shoes. Sai is looking at them now, but they're probably clean."
"The killer is using a van to look for the young women, I think," said Mobot. "He has a laptop and a radio in the van. And he can send messages to the women's cell phones. He can stop messages to their phones from other people too. And maybe he can find them in the street from their phones."
"Is that possible?" asked Jack.
"I don't know. I'll ask Sai about it," said Mobot. "His friend, Kit Kat, knows about cell phones."
"I remembered something important," said Justine. "Someone killed a woman about 5 years ago in the same street as Connie Yu. Her name was Wendy Borman. The killer took her phone and her necklace."
5 years ago? Said Jack.
Maybe it's not 13 women. Maybe it's more. We have work to do.